Welcome back to the Mr. Hot Takes podcast. I'm your host, Christian Sanchez, and welcome to episode 2. If you're listening, this is going to be recorded. I think I want to have this out by, well, I'm still up for submission for review on Apple Podcast. So that's kind of bothering and annoying me right now because I really want episode 1 out before I head out because I'm heading out for spring break Saturday and I won't be back till Tuesday. So I really wanted at least 2 episodes up before then. But it looks like one's going to have to go up, and then I'll probably get this one out maybe when I'm on spring break and just refresh feed and all that and try to get it edited. All right. So I don't have a lot of news to talk about today because really the only news that is coming out of the football, college football world, well, out of any sports world right now is March Madness. And, you know, shout out to NMSU, not alma mater because I'm still currently attending here. You know, we went to B-Dubs to watch the game, me and my girlfriend, and then we decided, let's just bounce. You know, NMSU's not doing that good. We left. We went to the mall. I was watching the game at the mall a little bit, and we were down by 8, so I just turned it off. Like, that was it. My friend texted me. He's like, dude, is NMSU winning? Because social media kind of sounds crazy. They were losing by 8 with about, like, 50 seconds left. I checked my phone, and it's, like, 6 seconds to go, and we're down by 1. Then we're down by 2, and we have our guard, AJ Harris, you know, take the ball full court, have a wide open layup, and he passes it out. And granted, he's 5'10", 5'11", maybe. And maybe it was blocked. Maybe he could have blocked it. He didn't know we were probably up by 2. I mean, down by 2. We thought we were down by 3. So that's why he passed it out. So yes, he passed it out. Understandable. But then you missed 3 straight free throws. No, you didn't miss 3. You made 1 out of the 3 free throws for another one of our players. And then, not only that, we got a turnover. The ball came back our way with a second left. And I know efficiency. I know that a corner three is probably the second best shot you can take in basketball. I don't watch a lot of basketball, but I do know a lot about efficiency in basketball. Okay, I understand that. But we're down by 1. Why don't we try to at least get something inside first before we settle for something outside? Look, he was wide open. He made a deep 3 earlier, and he probably should have made that 3, but we could have had a lot easier shot than that one right there. But I'm not really into basketball plays and all that. I just was watching because it was NMSU, and it was a crazy, crazy game. And that's why I like March Madness. It's probably my favorite time to actually watch basketball, where I actually care about basketball. I care about the first, like, 2 rounds, and then I don't really care until the Final 4. So, like, Sweet 16, Elite 8, I don't really care about. I don't really care who wins this. I just want NMSU to win a game at least. Because we had a shot at Kansas, you know, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm not here to talk about that. The biggest news from college football world was Tate Martell getting his waiver approved from the NCAA. So he's eligible to play this year. He's eligible to play for Miami, and he's going to be the starter. I see people online talking about, Williams, whatever his name is, the redshirt freshman is going to be the starter. Oh, he's going to stop sleeping on him and all that. Okay, yes, he may be good. Sorry, still a little stuffy. Tate Martell doesn't go to Miami without pretty much a guaranteed starting job. Tate Martell had a starting job. He didn't leave because of Urban Meyer, stuff like that. He was leaving because he wasn't going to get a starting job. Okay. He's not going to Miami not expecting to start. Manny Diaz didn't push him, didn't bring him and tell him, you're not our guy. Tate Martell's our guy. He's going to be the best quarterback. He has the highest upside. He's probably the most talented out of them. So, yeah, he's going to be the starter. And what do I think about this? I think Tate Martell is a great athlete. And he's going to be a good player. Like, I have nothing bad to say about him, nothing good to say, like, nothing great to say about him other than he's pretty good. Now, he's not better than Kyler Murray, I don't think at all. I think Kyler Murray was in a different class. But Tate Martell is going to be a good college player. NFL, you know, that's still up for debate. I think he'd be a Trace McSorley type of guy who comes in and just leaves a lasting impact on a program. And Tate Martell's going to have a lot more time now. I thought he was going to only have 2 years to last on Miami. Now he has 3 full years. I mean, watch out, ACC, with the way Manny Diaz has that program. You know, it's going to be Miami and Clemson, and then I wouldn't say this year Miami is going to be competitive. They're going to be a lot more competitive. I don't think until next year, the next 2 years, until they really start competing again. Uh-oh, my computer froze. We're still good. We're still good. I just don't want to crash. Can't wait to get my new computer. That's going to be everything over spring break. After spring break, you know, be working more. I want to do this a lot more. I want to kind of do this maybe twice, three times a week. Maybe bring on some guests. You know, I'm just trying to really get this started before spring break. Because I know when spring break hits and all that, you know, I'm not going to have no time. Sorry, so the Tate Martell situation, yeah. It's a win-win for both sides. It's a win-win for Tate Martell. It's a win-win for Miami. My Ohio State wins this. You know, they get rid of Tate Martell and get Justin Fields. I think it's a win-win all around. And I think it's a win for all players because I think it's coming. It's going to come now. You're going to be able to transfer without sitting out a year. My opinion on that, I think it's dumb. I'm going to see how to word this. It's dumb that you have to sit out a year, but it's dumb letting players kind of just go wherever they want in a free agency. I think if the NCAA does allow, you know, to transfer everywhere, I think they need to put a maximum on the amount of times you can transfer. And I also think they need to maybe make a rule that you can only maybe get that year of eligibility back and not have to sit out and lose a year if you have good academic standing, you pass all your classes, and you're on pace to graduate. I think that's the only way because, you know, people just go to school and just like, eh, you know. So I think NCAA is going to go free transfer, but I think they need to make a restriction on it, make a rule that limits it a little bit because it's going to be overpowered. You know, you're going to see a guy maybe transfer. If it's free-for-all, you're going to see guys transfer, you know, 4-5 times in college. That's insane. Yeah. So, yeah. I think it's showing where we're going. Almost everyone's getting their waiver approved, and, you know, that's understandable. And I also have another topic I want to talk about, my third topic, but I want to move into Urban Meyer. The Urban Meyer situation. So Urban Meyer is no longer coaching as currently. He's, you know, analyst for Fox. He's a teacher, administrative assistant, whatever he is. He's a top five coach of all time. And especially at Ohio State, in the couple years he was there, it's insane their record. It's insane their dominance that they had. And they only had one national championship, okay. But the record is insane. What's it, 89-9? Even at Florida, Utah, he's one of the best coaches of all time. He's my second greatest coach that I've ever seen. I just didn't like Ohio State, so I was kind of a little bit peculiar to them. But Urban Meyer, I'm not here to talk about his scandal. I'm not here to, you know, come out here and accuse him of stuff and all that. What I'm here is to give you what I think is going to be happening. Urban Meyer will sit out this year. No doubt about it. He's in analysis for the next year. Right? After that, there's no way he doesn't come back. He wanted out of Ohio State. Ohio State, you know, I think it was a mutual thing. They agreed on it. And, you know, they wanted Ryan Day to become the head coach. They felt Ohio State was going to be backlash because of the whole Zach Smith situation. I think it just wasn't a good environment. I think he needed to get out of there, and I think Ohio State needed to get out of him. So, yeah, I think it was a planned split apart, breakup. I don't know why I didn't call it breakup, but, yeah, it was planned. They had planned on this Ryan Day, you know, new head coach, excited to see what he does with that team. Really, really excited. Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer is going to be a head coach in 2020. He's not going to be an NFL coach. He doesn't want to be an NFL coach. I wouldn't be an NFL coach if I had the choice either. You know, you're still in the NFL, you're overpowered by GMs, owners, presidents, things like that. In college, you're the guy. You're the CEO. You run that whole situation. And Urban Meyer's best traits is his offensive mind, his schemes, and his recruiting. Urban Meyer is going to be a head coach in 2020. People are saying Notre Dame, but I think Brian Kelly is going to stay around for a little bit longer. People are saying USC. It's a really good fit. I could see it. Honestly, I think he goes to USC as well. USC makes the most sense, and he gets to build up a program from nothing again. I think once he gets to USC, it'll be similar to exactly what he did at Ohio State. They're going to be dominant. And hopefully they're dominant because the Pac-12 is horrible. Look, Sam Darnold single-handedly dragged USC to the... Did they play in the playoff that one? No, they didn't. They played in the Rose Bowl. To the Rose Bowl that year against Ohio State and Penn State. Sam Darnold has been the Pac-12 for the last couple years. And look, there's some good players in there. But there's not a team that you just like, you know, they're going to win. They're going to win. They have a shot at the college football playoff. There's not one team that is even interesting to even make that playoff. So once Urban Meyer, I think, goes to USC, they're going to fire Clay Helton this year. He's going to be the head coach of USC. And I say he coaches there for another 7-8 years. And I think after that, he'll call it quits. Now, people say Notre Dame is his dream job. It probably is. And if it did come available, I can see him there. But I don't think Brian Kelly leaves. I think Brian Kelly should have left this year to the NFL because we saw his ceiling at Notre Dame, I think. I don't think Notre Dame is ever going to win a national championship. I don't think they're ever going to be competitive in the college football playoff. I think this was their ceiling under Brian Kelly, and I think it's their ceiling in general. You know, the recruiting things, stuff like that. So, yeah, I think Brian Kelly should have left to the NFL this year. You know, who am I to say, you know, control that guy's life? But Urban Meyer, if Brian Kelly does leave, I would say Notre Dame's the front runner. But Urban Meyer is going to USC. I said it since I first saw him retire, announce this. I'm like, he's USC 2020. He's going to be in USC, I think. Because I really don't see another school that's going to open up in the next couple years that I can see him having interest in. Like, I really can't tell you another school. I mean, we could maybe see guys who are on the hot seat and stuff like that. North Carolina, maybe. Oh, no, North Carolina got their coach. Never mind. My bad. I was thinking, for some reason, NCAA 14 likes to keep Larry Fedora around for years and years. So I don't know. I was just thinking about that. My bad. But yeah, I don't see another situation where he would like and appreciate going other than USC. I think once he goes to USC, though, I think JT Daniels transfers. JT Daniels, look, say what you want. How old is he? He's what, going to be 19 this year? 18 this year? He's going to be what he should have been. He's going to be a freshman in college, and now he's a sophomore. And he's already burned a year of eligibility. If I was him, I would have transferred this year. You know, Clay Helton's not going to help him get better. And look, Graham Harrell's the OC now. You know, I saw what he did with Mason Fine. I think Graham Harrell could be okay coordinator. I think he'd be pretty good. But I don't... If I was JT Daniels, I would have transferred. And I think if Urban Meyer gets there, JT Daniels is transferring. He doesn't fit in that system as well. Look, we saw what Dwayne Haskins did, but I always contribute that more to Ryan Day. So, yeah, JT Daniels, he's going to transfer. I would say maybe Washington is an option because Jacob Eason's probably going to leave after this year to the NFL. You know, shout out to Jacob Eason. Yeah, JT Daniels, I'm sorry, dude, but you got to transfer out. USC is not the place for you to be when you're that young, in my opinion. Especially the way that's going right now, you need to go somewhere. So now, this might be a longer rant. I'm already at 15 minutes, almost out of topics, because I've been kind of slow this last couple days. There's really nothing I wanted to really talk about and hit on. Let me get some water, because I'm going to not go off, but, you know, I'm going to kind of state a lot of opinions right now. All right. 5-star quarterbacks. 4-star quarterbacks. There is an insane amount of transfers. Let me pull this up. I want to pull up the official number of how many 5-star quarterbacks transfer. 5-star QB transfers. And there's a reason why. This is what I want to talk about. Is transferring when you're a quarterback. Let me pull this up. Because, look. I think the number one quarterback in the last couple. I mean, Trevor Lawrence. The 2017 class. I want to say. Oh, no, 2017 was Hunter Johnson. Hunter Johnson's gone. 2018, Trevor Lawrence is there, but Justin Fields is right behind him. Justin Fields was ranked higher in ESPN 300. And he's gone. So in the 2010 to 2015, there were 11 quarterbacks rated 5 stars. That's not that much. I thought there'd been, oh, that's 2015. 7 out of those 11 guys transferred. The guys who didn't, Braxton Miller, Jameis Winston, Christian Hackenberg, and Josh Rosen. However, you know, there's a lot of guys. 2016, Jacob Eason, Shea Patterson, Malik Henry. No, Hunter Johnson was 2017. Jacob Eason, you know, transferred. Shea Patterson, transferred. Hunter Johnson, transferred. Davis Mills was right behind all of them. He probably should transfer. JT Daniels, I said, is going to transfer. There's so many guys. Blake Barnett, Elite 11 MVP, transfer. Ricky Town was horrible. Shout out to Ricky Town. There's another guy, played for Alabama. He was in that 2013 class as well. Look, I don't know every single player, but if you're a five-star quarterback, such as Justin Fields, why go to a program? Why commit to a program when they have a starter in place? Look, I think he could have beat out Jake Fromm, but Jake Fromm already had a stranglehold at that position. He's proven it. He proved it as a freshman, all right? You go in, and you're a freshman. He's only a year above you. Even if you redshirt, you're still going to have to lose another year. So you're going to have, what, 3 years of eligibility left? Let me see. Freshman, redshirt. Yeah, so you'll have 3 years of eligibility there, right? Instead, you know, maybe it wasn't your fault. Maybe you wanted to keep a redshirt, but Kirby Smart didn't want you to. So you lose a whole year of eligibility, right? But why'd you even go there in the first place? Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence is a G. He literally pushed out Kelly Bryant, Hunter Johnson, and Zarrett Cooper. He pushed those guys out. That's how good he is. He pushed out the three guys who could be starters mostly anywhere in the country. Shea Patterson. Shea Patterson had a little bit different situation. I think the first year at Ole Miss, his freshman year, I think he was thrown in too early. You know, I think Chad Kelly broke his leg or something happened, and Shea Patterson had to go in. I think that ruined Shea Patterson his first year. Again, they burnt his eligibility up. His second year, same thing. Ole Miss wasn't very good. They got bowl banned. You go to Michigan. To me, I wouldn't have gone to Michigan. Michigan runs that offense. I have a big Michigan rant. You can see on my Twitter. I'm consistently wilding out about Michigan because I get tired of what they're doing. Hopefully they change this year with their new offense coordinator. But Shea Patterson, you know, I think they messed him up. Who else transferred? I'm trying to think of all... I literally had this all, like, in my head, like, mad. Anyway, what I'm trying to say, why do you go to a school with starters in place, with guys who are coming in and out that, you know, are pumping out NFL talent, but they're freshmen, sophomores? You know you're going to have to wait at least a year or two, and granted, most players should wait a year. But when you go there and you have a full quarterback room full of five-star guys, what's this, like... Maybe you could beat him. All right. But what happens if you don't? You throw a fit and you go transfer and you get mad because you're not starting nowhere else, but because you've been in the background. I don't understand the whole notion of five stars committing to programs with starters in place, with a bunch of quarterbacks in there already. Look, Justin Fields, he pushed out Tate Martell. This 2018 class was pretty good. They pushed out almost every single guy they were starting. It's... quarterback, there's one quarterback, all right? There's one quarterback on the field every single play. There's only one. Maybe, you know, you run a wildcat, whatever. I don't really care. There's one quarterback. So, why I don't get the whole notion of, hey, this guy has a freshman All-American. This team has a sophomore All-American. This guy has a five-star, 2 5-stars. Dang, 2 5-stars there. I'm going to go there and try to compete with him. Whenever you lose, you transfer. You lose that year of eligibility. To me, if I was a 5-star quarterback, I would honestly consider some smaller schools. I would consider, you know, Washington State, Arizona, Arizona State, UCLA. Programs that they need a quarterback, like LSU, there's Arkansas. Programs like that. committing to Ohio State, Alabama, I don't even know, USC doesn't get no good quarterbacks recently. I mean, they actually have, but, you know, they don't develop players, right? You know, Blake Barnett, example, goes to Alabama, loses the starting job to Jalen Hurts. Okay, no one knew Jalen Hurts was going to be that great, right? So, pack up his bags, go to Arizona State. Arizona State already had Manny Wilkins. Manny Wilkins isn't amazing, but he isn't a bad quarterback at all. He's a very good quarterback. He was perfect for that team. And yes, Blake Barnett probably should have beat him out. But why go there and lose that whole year when you're just thinking about, like, man, this guy's already the starter. He's already has a year up on me. You know what? Let me go try to beat him real quick. Kyle Allen, another example. Texas A&M. Kenny Hill, he was going to be the guy after Kenny Hill broke out. Then, you know, that happened. Kyler Murray comes in, and they battle it out, and he's gone. And he went to Houston. Derek King was a lot better than him. So, look, all I'm saying is just why are these five-star guys going to programs with, you know, a guy stuck in place? Like, you know, he's the guy. I mean, with Justin Fields, he committed to Penn State originally. And what I heard is that he thought it was messed up that Trace McSorley was going to be the starter the next year when he got there. Well, he goes to Georgia, where he's going to have to sit for 2 years, and he thinks it's a better option. He's probably more talented than Jake Fromm. I'm a big overrated Jake Fromm guy again. You know, neither here or there, but okay. So, yeah, over the past 7 years, 9 of the 24/7 sports composites, 15 five-star quarterbacks have transferred. Insane. Now, you know, there's a lot of guys that kind of just were never that good, were being overrated. Malik Henry was very overrated to me. And look what happened to him. I really want to pull up this quarterback transfer thing. Transfers. Now, look, I get it. You should have confidence that you could beat any quarterback, and I get it. You know, you should be able to. But it just doesn't really make a lot of sense to me when you're a five-star guy. You know, you have all the tools, you have all the ability in the world, and you let it kind of not go to waste, but you're like, you know, I'm going to go there. Let me go there. And granted, they probably develop quarterbacks pretty good. But when you're going into such a quarterback room and you have guys that are coming in right behind you as well that want to do the exact same thing, it could mess it all up. I'm really just trying to find, like, a list of all the transfers, but I can't find it anywhere. 24/7 sports composite. Here, let me go to the 24/7 sports recruit rankings real quick. Shout out to 24/7 sports. This is where I follow 24/7 sports. You know, use this. Don't use ESPN to me. Go to pro quarterbacks, and let's go to 2015. That was the year with, that was Blake Barnett, Josh Rosen, and all that. Go to pro quarterbacks. Just do this real quick. Josh Rosen stayed there the whole year. Blake Barnett, transfer. DeAndre Francois, transfer. Brady White, transfer. Jake Browning stayed there forever. He was there for years. Ricky Town, transfer. Drew Locke stayed there all year. Shout out to my boy Zach Gentry from New Mexico. He's a tight end. See, that was another guy. Zach Gentry, you know, 6'7". Granted, he probably should have been playing tight end. But, you know, you commit to Texas, and then you commit to Michigan. Michigan had a loaded quarterback room at that time. Yeah, so those were the top guys in that class. A lot of these guys are still there right now. Below them. And they're like starters. Go to dual threat guys. Kyler Murray was a transfer. Jarrett Stidham, transfer. But those two guys kind of didn't transfer because of, like, they're starting and all that. Brandon Wimbush, another thing. Maybe I'm freaking out a little about this. Maybe it's only the five-star guys. Okay, I'm going to 2016. Because a lot of these guys transfer, also do have transfer because of, like, coaches and all that stuff. I don't understand that. Miles Sanders was the number one running back in that country in the 2016 class. All right, well, Shea Patterson, transfer, not his fault. Jacob Eason. That was Kirby Smart to me. You know, I think Jacob Eason was a lot more talented, but, you know, when that happens, you kind of have to deal with it. KJ Costello, he's a starter right now. Davis Mills was a five-star guy, and he committed to Stanford, and I think he needs to transfer out, save his career. Malik Henry, weirdo. Felipe Franks, crazy man. Brandon Peters. Brandon Peters is a backup right now for Michigan. Probably should transfer as well. Dwayne Haskins. I thought Dwayne Haskins was going to transfer. I mean, because of JT Barrett keeping out the strength on that position for so long. But, you know, shout out to Dwayne Haskins for staying there. Jack Allison transferred. Austin Kendall transferred. There's a lot of guys who just transfer. I'm not saying transferring is a bad thing because, you know, when you have to, you have to. I get that. But whenever I think you're just not smart enough when you're just like, you know what, I'm going to go there. Let me go there with all kinds of players there where I might not even start. But you know what, I want to go there. That's where it's kind of crazy to me. So yeah, I really don't have anything else for you guys. I've been packing for my spring break trip, going a couple hours away, going to a little cabin and all that with my friends. You know, I'm not going anywhere partying or anything like that. I'm not really into that. Actually, on Saturday, I'm going to a sneaker thing. So, yeah. This is my only day to do this. It's a Thursday at 4:30. And I got to go get oil change. I got to go clean my car. I got to go put gas, wash my car. I got to get ready for my stuff for work tomorrow. I got to go play a game tonight. So, yeah. Kind of crazy evening. So, this is a little bit shorter episode. And they're most likely going to be around 30 minutes anyway. But this didn't have a lot of content because maybe the topics I picked weren't very interesting. But to me, you know, this is one. I want to start this because a lot of the times I just talk in the shower to myself about things like this. I watch Colin Coward. Shout out to Rich Eisen, my favorite show. Yeah, I kind of want to do something like that. You know, I'm in my little bedroom right now, so I'm going to have to Skype call people all the time if I do want to do interviews. If you guys do want to be on an interview, maybe, you know, DM me on Instagram. That's the only one that I have right now, Mr. Hot Takes Podcast. So, yeah, if you guys are willing to, you know, be on the episode, you know, DM me and, you know, we can talk about this and, you know, see what's up. And I kind of want to do some interview, maybe do an interview like at episode 10 or something, trying to find someone, you know. I don't know who to interview. I kind of want to interview more people like in media and all that and talk about it. But, you know, my reach isn't very high right now. So, yeah, that's going to be it for me right now. Yeah, so I'll see you guys episode 3. You know, I'm trying to get that out by next week, but I highly doubt it. So expect, you know, a little bit of week off. I know I just started, but I do kind of need this week off because of spring break. So I'll see you guys episode 3. Just stay up on the Instagram at Mr. Hot Takes Podcast. I actually should probably get that. Let me get that real quick. Let me check. I don't even know what my thing is. MrHotTakes.podcast on Instagram. So yeah, follow me. You'll find all the news there. I'll post updates and all that. So I'll see you guys in episode 3. Laters.